Hello, welcome to another episode of our Level Up series. I'm Rebecca Pereira, but you can call me Bex. Good job for taking time out of your day to practice your English. I hope you enjoy the episode and that you learned something new. Remember to check out the written dialogue and extra content on our portal, fluencytv.com, so that you don't miss any details. There on the portal, you will also find lots of free content, such as other podcast episodes and many videos to help you improve your English. During these walk and talk episodes, you need to use your loud voice to hear yourself speaking. That way, you will gradually feel more confident and you will really work on your pronunciation. Every time you hear this sound, it's time for you to speak, okay? So drink some water and get ready. It's time to listen to the dialogue. We're going to study a conversation between friends, Lily and Bob. They're talking about something I love, movies and documentaries. While you listen, I want you to try to answer the question. Is Bob interested in Lily's recommendation? Close your eyes to concentrate if you can and listen up.
Did you watch the new true crime documentary on Netflix?
No, no way. You know how squeamish I am.
It really isn't that graphic or gruesome. It's more about the psychology of it.
Still, I still have an impressionable mind. I'll have nightmares for days if I do.
All right, I won't push it.
Thanks. Oh, I did see the new animation they released. It's really heartwarming.
I haven't watched it yet, but it's on my list.
And is Bob going to watch her recommendation? Listen again.
Did you watch the new true crime documentary on Netflix?
No, no way. You know how squeamish I am.
It really isn't that graphic or gruesome. It's more about the psychology of it.
Still, I still have an impressionable mind. I'll have nightmares for days if I do.
All right, I won't push it.
Thanks. Oh, I did see the new animation they released. It's really heartwarming.
I haven't watched it yet, but it's on my list.
Ready to start? Lily begins the conversation by saying, "Did you watch that new true crime documentary on Netflix?" True crime, as the name indicates, is what we call the genre of things that talk about real crimes, including books, podcasts, and so on. Ready to repeat? Come on. Did you watch that new true crime documentary Did you watch that new true crime documentary? On Netflix. Did you watch that new true crime documentary on Netflix? Watch out for the linking sounds. Did you watch that new true crime documentary on Netflix? Excellent work. Now Bob is going to speak for the first time. He says, "No, no way. You know how squeamish I am." No way is a very emphatic way to say no. Let's repeat. No, no way. No, no way. You know how squeamish I am. You know how squeamish I am. Nope, no way. You know how squeamish I am. This weird word, squeamish, means that you feel sick easily. If you say you are squeamish, it means that you fica enjoado ou enjoada com facilidade, ou enojado com facilidade. So you probably don't like horror and crime movies. Say it again. No, no way. You know how squeamish I am. Okay, so he is not very interested in this recommendation. Lily tries to reassure him with some very interesting vocabulary. She says, "It really isn't that graphic or gruesome. It's more about the psychology of it." Come on, repeat. It really... isn't... that graphic or gruesome. It really isn't that graphic or gruesome. A movie, series, or book is considered graphic when it depicts things in a lot of detail, especially violence, giving emphasis to that violence explicitly. And gruesome is specific to violent actions and their consequences. It's always related to horrible things. Repeat one more time. It really isn't that graphic or gruesome. So she is saying that the documentary doesn't show or describe the most horrible things involved in those crimes. And she completes with, "It's more about the psychology of it." Say it with me. It's more about the psychology. Psychology. Of it. It's more about the psychology of it. So the documentary focuses more on the psychology of the crime and not on the terrible acts. I honestly love this kind of documentary. What about you? Are you like Lily or are you like Bob? Let's see what Bob says to that. His reply is, "Still, I still have an impressionable mind. I'll have nightmares for days if I do." Repeat, "Still, I still have an impressionable impressionable mind. Still, I still have an impressionable mind." The "still" that he says at the beginning, before the main sentence of his reply, has a sense of ainda assim or mesmo assim. Say it again. "Still, I still have an impressionable mind." Nice. Let's continue. Say it with me. "I'll have nightmares for days if I do." I'll have nightmares for days if I do. Nice work. So basically, he will have bad dreams for days if he watches this kind of thing. Lily understands, and finally she says, all right, I won't push it. To push something can be used with the sense of to insist. So when she says, I won't push it, she means I will not insist. Let's say it together. Come on. All right, all right. I won't push it. All right, I won't push it. One more time. All right, I won't push it. So how can you say, I will not insist? I won't push it. Nice work. Bob is happy to stop talking about it. So he says, thanks. Oh, I did see the new animation they released. It's really heartwarming. As you may imagine, you can call something heartwarming when it warms our hearts, gives us happy, peaceful feelings. Time to say it. Come on. Repeat. Thanks. Oh, I did see. The new animation. Thanks. Oh, I did see the new animation. They released. Thanks. Oh, I did see the new animation they released. It's really heartwarming. It's really heartwarming. Oh, I did see the new animation they released. It's really heartwarming. One last time. Thanks. I did see the new animation they released. It's really heartwarming. The conversation comes to an end with Lily's reply. She says, I haven't watched it yet, but it's on my list. Repeat with me. I haven't watched it yet. I haven't watched it yet. But it's on my list. But it's on my list. I haven't watched it yet, but it's on my list. Nice work. Note here that with the noun list, we need the preposition on. Say it one more time. I haven't watched it yet, but it's on my list. Awesome! That was the final sentence for today. I think I'm gonna go watch a true crime documentary after all this talk. But first, it's time for us to listen to the whole conversation again. Listen up.
Did you watch the new true crime documentary on Netflix?
No, no way. You know how squeamish I am.
It really isn't that graphic or gruesome. It's more about the psychology of it.
Still, I still have an impressionable mind. I'll have nightmares for days if I do.
All right, I won't push it.
Thanks. Oh, I did see the new animation they released. It's really heartwarming.
I haven't watched it yet, but it's on my list.
Okay, was it easier to understand the vocabulary this time? Thank you for listening to the episode until the end. Remember to have a look at our portal to read the dialogue and learn more about some of these terms. Don't forget to add a little English to your routine every day to improve your English. That's all for today. I'll see you next time. Take care. Bye-bye.